Well, can you hear me now, Brian? If not, that means I need to re-unmute me again. Let's see, did I mute myself? I don't think so. Let's see, one, two, no, that should be fine. Okay, so we're jumping in to Built to Move, and we're doing the physical practice of shoulder flexion and upper back rotations. Hopefully everyone can hear me. So the physical practice of shoulder flexion and upper back and rotator cuff mobilization is the way we live now. Truncates our movement lexicon. Most of us are missing key shapes that our bodies are primed for. This is, as we've noted throughout this chapter, particularly true of the shoulder area. These mobilizations are designed to get the joints and muscles to move in ways that they may not otherwise do on a typical day. Any tools you use, a ball in the case of these mobilizations, simply help facilitate the movement. We want you to do these mobilizations as often as possible. Also think of other ways that you can move the shoulder and neck area, especially if you're feeling tension and stiffness. There's a sign, or there's a signal that you need to move more. So when you can do so safely, reach for things instead of using a stepladder. Wheel your arms around while you get out of bed in the morning to help you wake up. As you sit at your desk, roll your shoulders and back like we've talked about. If you have a backup camera in your car, give it a rest sometimes and turn around and look behind you. When you build up, and we did it before they installed those cameras, and we can do it again, as you go on your walks, turn your head both ways to look at your surroundings. This will not only give you your trapezius muscles a break, it will make your walk 100 times more pleasant. Your wall hang. Well, this can also be done using a counter or in the downward dog position. Stand a few feet away from the wall, bend at the waist with your back flat, place your palms flat on the wall. Keep your head in between your arms and roll your shoulders outwards. Try to rotate your arms so that your elbow pits are pointed upwards at the sky and hang on the wall. Hold for 10 big breaths. Try to think about expanding your back and rib cage as you breathe. So, from Pilates to yoga, the gymnastics and Olympic style weightlifting all share a common arms overhead currency. And unfortunately, this position is easy to work into your day. So you can do this by pressing against a countertop as well. Your T-spine mobilization, which is mobilization number two. In this mobilization, you'll be using a ball to mobilize the vertebra and the soft tissue in the upper back. It also lets your arms spend time in the ever so important overhead position. Lie face up on the floor, knees bent, place a ball on the right side at the base of your neck, just at the top of the scapula. Raise your right arm overhead, and with the thumb pointing down, drop your hand down to the floor. Keep your elbows close to your head. Raise and lower your arm at a comfortable speed, breathing as you go 10 times. Now roll back a little so that the ball is further down your back at about the middle of your scapula. Repeat the arm raised and lowering 10 times. Finally, roll back again, moving the ball to the bottom of your scapula. Repeat the arm raises and lowering 10 times, and then you switch the sides. To create more intense mobilization, do the exercise with your butt raised off the floor in a bridge position. So that really is helpful for actually loosening up. And then you've got your rotator cuff mobilizations. The effect this has on the shoulder rotation is stunning. We suggest following up the exercise by retaking the shoulder rotation test to see how dramatic the effects are. You don't have to retake this test every time, but taking it just after doing the rotator cuff mobilization your first time will show you that your efforts are not going to waste. Lie face up on the floor, knees bent, place the ball under the point where your right shoulder meets your upper arm. Move to the right side slightly so the ball sits snugly at the rotator cuff, not the underarm, under the arm. Extend your right arm out to the side and elbow bent at 90 degrees. Your forearm should be perpendicular to the floor. In this position, inhale and exhale slowly as you contract and relax the muscles sitting on the ball. Do this 10 times. From there, alternate moving your forearm forward and back as far as it will go, keeping the elbow on the floor. Do this 10 times and then you switch sides. A ball in the back of the shoulder mobilizes those targeted tissues, but also brings awareness to this area. And the next one is push-ups from knee push-up plus it can cause a range of motion. Oh, excuse me, I jumped ahead and missed the whole page. Bottoms up, the right way to do a push-up. If we handed you a big box, you would hold it with your shoulders forward, your arms out wide, or would you hold it with your arms back and the box close to your body? Go ahead and simulate it both ways and see which feels right. Your arms close to your body is the most likely answer because having your arms out is way more of a strain. So why do people do push-ups? One of the best possible exercises for your shoulders and for building strength throughout the body with their arms way out to the sides is both inefficient and difficult. We think there's a better way. Lie on the floor, face down. Swing your arms out in front of you, then quickly bring them back to your sides and place them palms down in the position you would if you were doing, if you were going to raise yourself off the floor in a hurry. This automatically puts you in the perfect position, push-up position. Yogis, this is also the correct position for doing the pose Chaturanga. From there, you squeeze your butt and push up off the floor into a plank position, the body straight and hovering over the floor while you are on your hands and toes. Take a breath there, then lower yourself back down until you are a few inches from the floor. Repeat. While you're doing your push-ups, imagine that your hands are flat on dinner plates and you are trying to screw those dinner plates into the ground with your right hand moving clockwise and your left hand moving counterclockwise. This will help you attain good shoulder rotation and stability as you go. You may need to worm and wiggle your way to reach the top of the push-up, but that's okay. We love the worm push-up. That's how we teach kids to do push-ups. We have not met a single person who can't do one when they start at the bottom and worm their way up. Eventually, you will get stronger, you'll wiggle less and less, and then finally, you'll be able to smoothly go up and down. If you're just beginning to do push-ups, this is a much better way to build strength than to do push-ups on your knees. Rarely does anybody ever progress to regular push-ups from the knee push-ups. Plus, it can cause a range of motion problems in the shoulders. Go with the worm. Not only does the technique make for a better push-ups, but it also cues us to activate our glutes and gives some extension input into our spines and keeps some shoulder extension in our movement lexicon. So forearms are vertical to allow for a better and more powerful shoulder movement. And looking at the picture they have here, the hands are right at chest or nipple level when you're laying flat on the floor and you're getting ready to push up. The warm-up is a fantastic movement, allows great spinal hygiene, and everyone can do it. And then you have the dreaded plank. Can you breathe? With that, at the top of the hour, if you scoot over to Facebook, One Team Global Live, one of our leaders will be sharing some information on how to build a new skin business. This is Susan Mann for February 7th, 2025, signing out. I'll be back on Monday. We will be jumping into vital sign number 6, eat like you're going to live forever. And we'll have Frank back on Tuesday. I was thrilled to have you along with us. I welcome any thoughts or comments you may have. You can either share them as soon as I get us off of mute, or you can send me a text to 503-502-4863. And again, I don't know what we would do without our technical wizards, both Frank and Brian. Thank you for all you do and for keeping us up and going and reminding me I need to unmute myself. With that being said, go out and make it great and welcome your comments. So there we are, my friends. Hopefully you found that of interest. And if there's no other thoughts or comments, go out and make it a great weekend. Get out and get some exercise in the great outdoors because fresh air actually does a lot for your endorphins. With that being said, go out and make it great. We'll see you back here on Monday.